If you listen to episode number 26 about all the money that you could be losing out on if you don't even have a consultant, you might be wondering, how do I even find out if I'm going to hire the right consultant? Because I don't want to hire the wrong person.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Podcast on Podcasting. Yes, it is Adam A. Adams. That's my real name, AAA Adams, and I am the podcast consultant. I'm here to help you. I'm here to support you. And on this podcast, it's all free. You don't pay for anything. What I would ask as you're listening to this, and if you're getting value from this, seriously, I have to beg you and plead with you, do me a favor, do me a giant favor. Run in over and actually give a rating and a review. So if you do a rating, it's just like how many stars you think we deserve by the amount of value that we're giving you. And the written review is you spending a minute or two or however long it takes you to write one sentence that just lets us know what you think of the show, whether it's pros, whether it's cons. Hey, Adam, I loved that episode about you teaching us how to hire the right consultant. So thank you for that. But you missed a thing. I wish that you would have said XYZ. I actually go in and read each and every one of these written reviews in order to help me improve and be a better host for you, to give you more value. So jump in there if you have a second or two and just give a honest rating and written review. So we're talking about, well, you don't want to hire the wrong consultant. Well, that makes sense. And in episode number 26, we talked about you actually losing money if you don't have a consultant. That actually will work. Like if you don't invest in yourself, you may actually end up spending more time, effort, energy, and money doing the wrong things than it's even worth. And working with a consultant, I mentioned in episode number 26 that you might end up paying someone $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or even $40,000. There has been a time where I'd work with somebody for a whole year on podcast and all this, and I actually did charge $42,000. I literally did charge that. I stopped doing it that way because I don't want to make like the way that I personally want to make money. I don't want to make money like all at once. And I hope this resonates with you. I hope that you're getting this. With Robert Kiyosaki, if you know him, if you respect him, if you've read his books or listened to his podcast or whatever, Robert Kiyosaki is somebody that I've learned a ton from. And one of the things that he talks about is having a business where you get residual income. Another thing that he talks about is buying real estate where you get rental residual income. So for me, and just to throw this out there, I've personally invested in more than $100 million of real estate. I currently own around $110 million of real estate investments, and that's with partners. I don't own it all by myself. I shouldn't mislead you and make it sound like I own these free and clear. I don't. They all have bank loans or private money loans. I also shouldn't make it sound like I bought these all by myself without a team. Hell no, I had a great team and I wouldn't have been able to do it without the team. You know, I did my role in the team. I found the deal, I helped raise the money and other people manage those deals. And we have a whole asset management team for this real estate investing. Robert Kiyosaki is the one who taught me this model. And then I went against it in 2019 and I made over $600,000 just from consulting fees, just consulting fees alone that came in. And it was like my income would spike and then it would go away. And then it would spike and then it would go away. Just maybe you're a real estate agent, or maybe you are a lender. Maybe your business is something that's similar. Well, I stopped that model. I don't want to do that model. So even when I help people like launch a new podcast, I no longer charge $42,000 up front. Instead, there's a couple of packages and the prices may change, so they're subject to change, but I'll just share. Our most expensive package today is $6,000 up front and $2,350 a month. Today, as I'm recording, our absolute highest package is $6,000 upfront and $2,350 a month. Nowhere near $42,000. And back then, when I charged that, all I did was the consulting. Now we're actually creating your artwork. We're creating your podcast. We're teaching you how to monetize. We're helping you monetize. We're helping you find some sponsors sometimes if they reach out. We help you with that pre-launch plan 100% all the way with the launch plan. We do all the work. We edit all of your shows. We write your show notes. We create the artwork. We publish the artwork and we do the guest interactions. So I've tried to switch out the model. Instead of just making a giant amount up front, now I make a tiny bit up front and then we just kind of go and we're doing all the editing and my team edits that, post-produces that, writes your show notes for you and all those cool things. So that's kind of like what it looks like to work with us. And you may be interested in working with us and you may not, and that's totally fine. So you're thinking, how do I make sure that if I don't work with you, Adam, because I know Adam knows this stuff, but if I don't work with Adam, how do I know if I'm hiring the wrong person? How do I avoid pain? I even talked about this in the last episode. Always want to avoid pain. So how do you avoid pain? How do you solve that? How do you make sure that you're not going to get in trouble and all these kind of things? Well, here's a little bit that I could share with you. A, last time when we had the podcast episode number 26, and if you haven't listened to that yet, you have to. I mean, it's probably a prerequisite to listen to this episode. So jump over to 26 if you can, listen to it, and then come back to 28. Perfect. On that episode, I talked about, you know, you need somebody who's a consultant. That's number one. You need somebody who understands business strategy and podcasting strategy and how they can be incorporated with each other. Third, you need to know the monetization strategy. Fourth, you needed the pre-launch and launch plan. You can't do this without a plan, obviously. Five, you needed the right artwork and promo images and voiceover and music. And sixth, you needed to know how to do those guest interactions. So if you are going to hire a consultant, how do you know if they do these things or not? Well, number one, write those six things down that I just shared with you. And then when you go and talk to a consultant, ask them, what do you do on the consulting? What do you do on the podcast strategy and the business strategy and how they incorporate with each other? You literally just ask them the questions that I'm giving you now. Hey, what kind of tools, tips, tricks, strategies do you have for guest interactions? You might even ask them if they have a list of equipment that you should buy. You might even ask them if they help you get this on iTunes. So if you're asking some of these good questions that you learn on this episode and also on other episodes of this podcast, as you hear me for free and as I pour into your business for free, as you learn these strategies, you know that you can go and ask any consultant out there, do you do this or not? Because if they don't do it, you're going to need to find a way to get it done, either because you're already really good at it, or you maybe have to hire two consultants or whatever it is. So that's a little bit of it. Next is probably the one that I hesitate the most from saying, the one that I'm more scared to even get out of my mouth. I'm stuttering right now and I'm holding back and I probably sound a little awkward and that's because I don't like talking like this. But here goes. If you have a podcast consultant that you're looking to hire and they haven't achieved what you want to achieve, it's 100% chance that they are the wrong consultant for you. So what I've seen many, many, many times is a podcast consultant who comes in and says, I can get you the most amount of listeners. And then that podcast consultant has less than 1,000 downloads per episode. And you're like, why would I listen to you? You don't even have 1,000 downloads per episode. You're publishing 4 episodes a month and you have less than 3,000 downloads a month? Why would I listen to you? Why would I want to learn from you? Why would I want you to support me? You don't know what you're doing. So that's the first thing is go look at their freaking track record. And I know this is self-serving. I'm going to say it anyways. Go look at the podcast that I sold. It's called Creative Real Estate Podcast. If you look at that, you'll see we had 35,000 downloads per month, not per episode. We were doing like weekly episodes, you know, split that by four. But we were doing 35,000 downloads per month, and we have hundreds and hundreds of written ratings and reviews. Hundreds. That's the social proof that you need to see when you're working with a company, when you're working with somebody who boasts that they can get you somewhere. Hey, I can get you in front of people, but they can't even get themselves in front of people. Like, I know how this comes across. I know how this sounds. I'm not typically this type of person. I'm a people pleaser. I love people, and I like to be positive about everything. It's just the facts here is that if you are going to hire somebody who only has like a dozen, there's so many podcast consultants out there, or they self-proclaimed consultants, self-proclaimed gurus in the podcasting space, and their own podcast has 12 or 13 or 50, maybe just 50 or 10. Or six or zero. Many of them have zero. There's this lady that will never come on this podcast, by the way. There's this woman. She claims to be able to help you launch a top podcast in a weekend. But if you work with my company, by the way, we cannot do that. It is impossible to launch a good podcast in just a weekend. So if you have any of these companies out there that are trying to do it in a weekend, I don't recommend it personally because it just doesn't make sense. I mean, that's like ready, fire, aim. That's just getting something out there and it could be shit. It could work against you. And it works against that consultant. It's a woman. You may or may not have met her on Clubhouse. I will not say names. I will not say the name of the podcast. I will only say that she claims to be able to help you in one weekend, and then you go look at her podcasts. She's had more than one. I'm not going to name how many. 100% of her podcasts have less than 12 written ratings and reviews. So maybe she knows how to get a podcast going. She obviously doesn't know how to get a podcast traction. And do you want to just have a podcast, or do you want a podcast with a listener base? Do you want to just have a podcast, or do you want a podcast that can monetize? Do you want to just have a podcast, or do you want to have a podcast that can help you leave a legacy? With that said, as you go and look for all of these consultants, don't base it on price. Don't base it on, oh, this person's 60 grand. And the highest price that Adam mentioned on his podcast was 40 or 42,000. And well, if it's 60, it's obviously better. Also, don't judge it by price by, man, I could have a podcast for 20 grand with this person, or I could have a podcast for 3 grand with this other person in a weekend. Well, look at their track record. Look at the results. Go read the written ratings and reviews on their show. And as you do that, you should be able to be aware of and know if that person even has the ability to get you where you want. Let's go back to an experience, Tom Kroll. We're helping him launch his awesome podcast. We're basically part of his team. On the podcasting side, it's around Coaching Inc. He exited his last company, which is freaking cool. So grateful for him. He's starting this new company called Coaching Inc. And we're right there in the beginning. And he and I were talking because my company, I'm going to just be honest and vulnerable with you right here and right now. My company is making around, on average, $48,300 a month. Okay, $48,300 is what I'm bringing in this one company. And I was talking to Tom and I said, hey, I think I can 10x it. And he goes, well, then you need to hire somebody who's 10x'd it. And it's the same thing for you. Same thing. If you want to have a podcast that monetizes, You need to work with a consultant that has monetized. If you want to have a podcast that is integrated with your business, you need to work with a consultant whose podcast is integrated with their business. If you want a podcast that has downloads and ratings and reviews and subscribers and listeners and fans that come to your event, if you ever host an event, you need to work with a podcast consultant that has had hundreds of people at an event. If you want to have a strong pre-launch plan, you need to work with a podcast consultant who has done a strong pre-launch plan. The proof is in the pudding. I'm going to share, there's going to be a link. I'm going to give you like a call to action on this podcast episode that will hopefully be able to have you and I get on a call together to see if I'm the right person to work with you, to see if you're the right person to be part of Grow Your Show so that we can support you and grow you. So I'm going to give you that CTA, that call to action, here in a moment. But let me stop, and before I go into like giving you that call to action, I have a couple of things that I'm compelled to share with you right now. And the first one is, I did a lot of sales quite a few years ago. I actually ended up starting after graduating from high school. I did a mission trip for 2 years in Los Angeles. It was for the church that I was a part of growing up in Utah. And I did a mission trip for a couple of years and it was awesome. And that was sales. That was door-to-door sales for a couple of years. That was a couple of years of getting rejected like 100 times every single day, knocking doors, you know, till your knuckles are bloody. And, you know, maybe I wasn't selling a necessarily a product or service. You know, I was selling. It's all sales. Everything that we do in life is sales. And here I was knocking doors in the hot sun and riding my bike and locking up my bike and walking around different parts of Los Angeles where some parts were actually scary. Some parts I was actually nervous. I actually was told many times that, hey, those bikes are going to get stolen. We're going to take those bikes from you. Or I even was told a couple times that, hey, we're going to take your shoes. Hey, those are nice shoes. If you come around at night, they'll be mine. So like we ran into a lot of different things. We ran into different situations with different people. Like in Los Angeles, it's a culture melting pot. And it was kind of freaking cool, actually, just to give you a tangent. I actually was part of a award. They call them award. It's basically just a church congregation, right? So I was part of this American Sign Language ward. It just means that I went to a church and I was signing with people. Like I learned how to sign there. And then it was so cool that when I went to college after my mission, I actually started learning sign language. That was my art and I love it. Also was knocking on doors and I learned a lot of Spanish. So like in different parts of where I served, I was in Compton, Carson, Cudahy, Bell, Bellflower, Bell Gardens, Harbor, Palos Verdes, Hollywood, and Sentinella and other, you know, cities in and around LA County. And sometimes I would knock on a door and I would be like, hey, you know, we're missionaries and we want to help you. And they would be like, I don't speak English. And so I literally had to be able to speak Spanish also. So I'd be like, hola, somos misioneros de la Iglesia de Jesucristo de los Santos y los Últimos Días. Nosotros creemos que el libro de Mormón es último testamento, blah, 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 blah. Like I had it down packed so that I could always be prepared when that objection would come. And it was funny. Sometimes they would be like, look, they would be like, oh, no inglés, no inglés. Lo siento, amigos. No inglés. Mi inglés es muy malo. And then we go, oh, no problemo. I speak Spanish. And then they'd be like, oh, okay, that was what they call a smokescreen objection. Okay. It wasn't the real objection that we were getting when we knocked. The objection wasn't, I don't speak English. The objection was, I don't want what you're selling. I don't want to talk to you about religion, is really what they were thinking. So it was interesting when I finally learned Spanish And I was like, that's fine. I speak Spanish. And then they were like, okay, missionaries, elders, don't worry. It's just that I'm not interested, okay? And they would say it in perfect English. So very, very interesting experiences that we got going door to door. The best experience that I got was being able to overcome objection. And another thing that I did after the mission, after doing 2 years selling that, you know, door to door, I came back to Utah and somebody said, hey, you have been doing this for 2 years and not getting paid for it. Would you want to get paid really well for going door to door? And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. In fact, it's funny, when you do a Mormon mission, that's what I did. When you do that, I paid my way. My mom paid part of my way and the church paid part of my way because my mom was not even LDS, not a Mormon. And so she paid part of it just because she just wanted to support me with whatever I was doing. And the church paid a little bit as well. And then I had this tuba. I played the tuba. I was really good at tuba when I was growing up. So I had this tuba that I rented out. It's like a trombone or a trumpet, but it's way bigger. It's the largest brass instrument that they have. So anyway, that put me through college. And while I was gone out on my mission, I ended up renting this out to another kid who his parents were really well off. And they rented it out for like $350 a month or something like that. And so instead of him having to buy one, he was basically leasing mine, and mine was epic. It was a really good tuba. Not that you need to know all these details, but the point is that helped me pay for it. And then when I got back from this mission that I basically paid for as much as I could, I ended up doing door-to-door sales for home security systems. So I started in Chicago and I sold the next year and I sold the next year. And one of the people, this is the point that I was going to get to, one of the people that we were told we needed to study as we were doing door-to-door sales was a guy named Brian Tracy, and another was this guy named Zig Ziglar, just like Adam Adams. Zig Ziglar, Adam Adams. It's funny, I was recently in Houston, and I went to a conference where Zig Ziglar's son, you know, Ziglar Jr., was the person who presented. And it was fun, interesting, understanding a little bit about this guy named Zig Ziglar. And the big takeaway, and what I wanted to share with you now, is that Zig Ziglar, I believe that's who it was, he used to say, if you help enough other people get where they want, you'll have everything in life that you want. And that's where I'm getting to right now. With your podcast, you need to monetize your show. You have to make money. If you're putting out content and value, there's a reciprocation. It's the law of reciprocity. It's going to come back to you. There's karma, positive and negative karma. And as you are giving and giving and giving, it will eventually get back to you. And like this podcast, and maybe your podcast too, is free. I don't charge a dime for you to listen to this podcast at all. But as I give and give and give, there is a law of reciprocity. Eventually, as I help you get what you want, I'll have everything in life that I want. And I'm maybe only making $40,000 or $50,000 a month now, but I know that it can scale to $400,000 to $500,000 a month. I know that it can. And what it's going to take is for me to be able to help the most amount of people. So with that said, two things. We're getting into the call to action here, and we're also getting into one other part. It's me asking you to reciprocate one thing. You've listened to so many of these podcast episodes. We're already on episode number 28, and so you've been listening to 20 plus episodes, and if you're getting value, here's what I ask. If you could just maybe forward this episode or another episode that you think is important, like if you could spend a moment for me to just share this podcast with a friend of yours, that would be huge. I would really, really appreciate that. Now it comes to the second part. As I'm monetizing my podcast, just like you should, I don't want to feel bad about making money because of my podcast, and I don't think you should feel bad either. It's going to come with this link that I'm about to share with you. This link can help you to be able to just have a conversation with me. You can go and you can see people that we've worked with. You can see the proof is in the pudding. You can see, you know, social proofing. You can actually hear from people that we've supported either to launch their show from scratch or to take over all of the post-production that they used to be weeded in, and it was taking a lot of time and attention, and they found that the price that we charge is super reasonable. Or third, others that have had a podcast for a long time, but it never got the results that they wanted. It never grew. It never got ratings and reviews, but we've been able to support them with our marketing strategies like private messaging campaigns, putting ads on different blogs. So there's like banner ads and everything. And we're finding all of the best ways to market. And it's been able to take some people from 5,000 downloads per month, like Corey Peterson, up to around 20 to 25,000 downloads per month, each and every month. And you can see that stuff on that page. And so I'm going to give that link to you. And if you're interested, if you'd like to just at least check it out to see what it is that we've done for others in maybe in your same position, then go over there. And there's also a button where you can just schedule a call with me. And I employ you, just like if you're working with contractors to hire for your house, you always want to interview more than one contractor. They say two at a minimum, you know, two or maybe even three. If you're looking to go to a certain level, I think you should at least have an interview with us and maybe have an interview with one or two other consultants that are out there and just ask them questions about, like, have you ever hosted a conference with hundreds of people? Did you make any money at that conference? I'm looking to invite my podcasters, or how have you monetized your show, or how have you helped other people monetize? And I just want to make sure that, like Amazon, what's the most popular thing about Amazon? Not that you can buy stuff in your underwear, not that you don't have to drive to the store, but I think what's really making Amazon so popular is that it's very easy to see all the written ratings and reviews of what others have said about those products that you buy on Amazon. Now, that's what I'd like for you to do with us and with others. Look at my podcast ratings and reviews now. You just scroll down. It's right there. Go to that website that I'm giving you here in a moment and just check out that website and check out some of the clients that we've worked with to see the actual results that we've been able to achieve for other people. That's what's going to help you to make sure you're not hiring the wrong consultant. And the answer might not be us, and that is fine. I am totally good with that. I'm not trying to sell you on working with my team. I do know, however, that my team gets results. We can help you, and that the link is down in the show notes. So the link that you will use is just thegrowyourshow.com/get results. So you want to get results, you want to see the results of the other people, that's exactly where to do it. And you can schedule a one-on-one call with me so that we can actually have a discovery call and help you to get those results. So I made it easy to remember. It's also down in the show notes, growyourshow.com/get results. And I'll see you on that call. Good enough. That's a wrap. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.